Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The state of Michigan has reportedly struck a deal with the U.S. Air Force. The deal is meant to speed the cleanup of PFAS contamination around the former Wurtsmith Air Force Base in Oscoda. But not everyone in Oscoda is impressed, and that includes Anthony Spaniola. The Metro Detroit attorney owns land on Van Etten Lake in Oscoda, and he is with us now. Tony, welcome back. What do you think of this new cleanup agreement?
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. And unfortunately, as one of my friends in Oscoda who is familiar with this has said, it's really false advertising. Unfortunately, it's a little bit like those appliance or used car ads that we see in the newspapers claiming there's a big blowout sale. And then you read the fine print and you realize that it's a big nothing burger. And that's what this is, unfortunately. I've heard it said that this is a milestone. And unfortunately, it's really a milestone in misinformation, continuing delays, and inaction. And it's folks like me in Oscoda are not happy at all.
So this, as the state of Michigan, the Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy shakes hands with the Air Force on this deal, you're not impressed. Take us deeper into what your problems are with it.
Well, first of all, when you break it down, and first of all, it's not really an agreement. It's simply some points that have been listed in a press release. And when you break it down, they say that there's a new agreement in several areas. So first of all, there's no new agreement to do any treatment work at the base. There is an existing treatment facility. It's called the Mission Street facility that was designed to treat prior contamination from non-PFAS chemicals. And it has been improperly discharging untreated PFAS chemicals in that whole process, you know, at the base into Van Etten Creek. The Air Force agreed many, many months ago to change that facility over so that it would stop improperly discharging PFAS chemicals. But that's not new, that's old, and it doesn't do anything to address the PFAS groundwater plumes that are continuously and illegally, I might add, contaminating the Van Etten Lake Public Beach, state campground, and large youth camp.
What about this announcement of starting a third, that the Air Force has agreed to start a third on-base groundwater treatment system to actually clean up that water coming from the outfall pipe to Van Etten Creek?
That's exactly what I just described.
Okay.
That is, again, the big nothing burger. It's not a new agreement. It's something that's been in place for many, many months. And it is to correct the improper discharge from a treatment facility that already exists. That's why I'm saying it's grossly misleading.
Okay.
What
is really needed to make this area safe in your view?
What's needed right away, and it's something that the community groups have been demanding all the way back to 2017. What we need is immediate action to clean up the contaminant plumes that are contaminating the public beach, the state campground, and the large youth camp area along Van Etten Lake. That's been the focus of the public health warnings about the toxic foam that's been issued. And that's been, again, the focus of, you know, the imminent and substantial health risks that have been identified. You have a beach, you have kids playing, you have a state campground, you have a youth camp with hundreds of kids that are out there playing in this water and in and around this foam. We need to stop that. And we can't continue to test promise to consider the possibility of actions at some unspecified point in the future. We need to take action now. And it's important to stress that they've been at this for 9 years. And they have test data coming out of their ears up there. There are something like 400 monitoring points that have been sampled and in some cases resampled. We have plenty of data. And the problem that we have is that the Air Force, because Oscoda Wurtsmith is the very first military base on which contamination like this has been discovered, the Air Force is afraid to take action and refuses to do so because if it does it at Oscoda, it may have to do it elsewhere. Unfortunately, the Air Force's concern is not with public health, but saving money. And not only in Oscoda, but around the country. And we have to deal with this on a day in and day out basis. We've sat here and watched, we've seen year in and year out, these kinds of misleading and, you know, really nothing burger kind of statements come out. And we're 9 years into it with still no plan.
Did the state get played?
Yes. I think that's a very good way. As a lawyer, we have sort of the vernacular. The state got played like a cheap fiddle in this thing. It's very frustrating. We have people up there who are working hard to try to bring, you know, immediate action to take place. And our folks in the state just don't seem to get it. They're not our champions. They're not fighting for us. And I think the folks at Eagle, you know, we have a new director who I think is doing a really good job. We have a new governor. I think it's time that there be a very serious review, perhaps an independent review, much like the one that was done in Flint, into what's going on here at Oscoda. Because 9 years, no action, it just doesn't add up.
Tony, you have spent a lot of years enjoying Van Etten Lake, and then over the past several years, you've been fully immersed in this PFAS issue in Oscoda. Do you still enjoy your time at the lake, or are you spending more of your time thinking about this negative stuff?
I still enjoy my time at the lake. I enjoy particularly the people in the community that I've gotten to know because of what's happened. The lake experience, though, is very different. You have to be very thoughtful and careful about what you do and how you do it. You know, so many of us in Michigan experience that northern Michigan sense of freedom and wonder of being out in the wilderness and being able to, you know, enjoy the beauty of nature. And it's just, you know, it's taken away from when you have to think, well, boy, you know, if I see foam, I better stay away from it. You know, don't eat the fish. For folks who are hunters, don't eat the venison and don't drink the water out of your well. And it just goes on and on and on. And so, yeah, it's impacted things. It's sad. It's really sad.
PFAS activist and Oscoda property owner Tony Spaniola. I know we'll be checking back with you, Tony. It's always great talking with you.
Thanks, Cindy. Good to talk to you.
We reached out to Eagle, the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, for a response to the frustration in Oscoda. A spokesman says negotiations are ongoing with the Air Force, and the state remains committed to holding the Air Force accountable for the PFAS cleanup.